I've got Dennis Wilson with the Community Foundation joining me. Also, Tammy McCoy. Well, she's the Executive Director of the Arts Center, also the Executive Director of the Capitol Theater, and involved in the Community Foundation. And I'm not sure. I'm going to guess you probably have a laundry list of other things you're also involved in, too. But that's we'll get to that, perhaps, as we talk about what's going on today. Dennis Wilson, Community Foundation, what is your... Are you the director of the foundation, is that right?
I'm the treasurer.
The treasurer, right, of the foundation. All right. Anyway, well, today it's Community Foundation Day, so what are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to make an announcement. One of our attempts, we continue to try to expose the community to the Community Foundation. We believe we're still, unfortunately, a well-kept secret. And one of the things that we have attempted to do through our marketing is, in addition to this program, publish articles in the partnership newsletter. And we published one a few months ago about our grants, which Jerry Parks talked about at our last show. And as a result of that article, Milton and Lorraine Pauley have established a new fund. They saw the article and was impressed and wanted to join the effort. So I have a press release here that says the Milton and Lorraine Pauley Endowment Fund is the latest fund to partner with the Community Foundation of Des Moines County. Milton Lorraine's interest in establishing a fund was sparked by the August partnership article announcing our grant recipients for 2021. Lorraine stated that they wanted to join our effort to support worthy causes in our community. Their new fund will support the Des Moines County Historic Society, the Historical Society, Friends of the Public Library, and Southeastern Community College.
When you give to the Community Foundation, does it distribute to evenly to all of the organizations, or do you assign your gift to a specific cause?
You assign your gift to a specific fund, which then might have various causes, in their distribution philosophy.
All right. We've got Tammy McCoy joining me. Tammy, Community Foundation, what specifically is the issue, or what specifically is the fund that you are here to talk about today?
Well, I decided that we needed to continue to add to some of our existing funds, and the Margaret Hansen Community Impact Fund was one that I felt very passionate about, obvious reasons for the community. And so I came up with an idea to create kind of a yearly increase of that fund, and so we called it 100 Plus Like Minds. And so we have 100 women, but it can be men too, that will give $100 a year. So our goal is $10,000 or more. That's why we got the plus in there.
Uh-huh.
That we will contribute back into the Margaret Hansen Community Impact Fund. And then when the interest is tallied up at the end of each year, we have that amount of money that we can put back into the community for projects and worthy causes to continue to make our community a better place.
If those of you that are not familiar with Margaret Hansen, Margaret, longtime community leader, her husband Bob is a longtime contributor to the Burlington Hawkeye. I believe Margaret was at the Hawkeye too for a number of years as well. And a friend of a lot of people in this community over the years. How long has Margaret been gone? Do you know?
Well, I'm trying to remember, but she was our executive director, our first and only, until she passed. And I think it was 2012. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I was thinking at least 7 years.
Yeah. But
this fund was named after her
when
she passed, and very wisely named, I believe. And I felt like it needs to continue to be something that grows on a regular basis. And so the 100 Plus Like Minds is an opportunity for anyone in the community who wants to contribute to that fund to do so. And it's only $100 a year. It's not like going to break the bank. So we are having a gathering, and it will be at the Art Center Gallery September 23rd from 5 to 7. It's kind of a drop-in, drop-out, or you can stay and have a glass of wine or a beer. But there's no obligation to be part of the 100-plus Like Minds except your $100 a year. And you can come to the gathering or not, up to you. But we are just hoping to band together to continue to grow our
community to grow that particular fund. And that fund does go, is there any specific targeted areas that fund would go to?
We try to focus primarily on community improvement projects. And so anyone can apply, and the grant committee will take a look at the applications and determine which ones we feel fit that.
Okay.
Best.
How about the total amount of dollars that has been raised, or total amount of dollars that you have in the fund? Do you have that information?
Yes, I do. The fund started early in the time of the Community Foundation, and it started with a $10,000 donation from a donor. In today, and this is much thanks to Tammy and her efforts, today the fund is $235,000 and change. So we've had some great growth in that fund, and that is net of the grants that we give out each year, which is about 5% of the fund.
And again, the fund itself, well, needless to say, every dollar donated to the Community Foundation Fund is a tax-deductible donation, is
yes.
that? And so, and again, some of these funds, are there any matching? Is there any of these funds that can be attached to any other matching grants, Dennis?
I'm not aware that there is.
I'm not sure if there are either, and I don't know how that process works.
Yeah.
But
well, if we had someone out there that wants to start something like that, we'd be happy to try and match what they want to get.
There we go. So you can start it. And again, this is the Margaret Hansen 100 days. Is it 100 days?
100-plus Like Minds.
100-plus Like Minds.
For the Margaret Hansen Community Impact Fund is what it goes into.
100 people, $100 a year, $10,000 a year. What a nice round number, so to speak, isn't it?
And if you're interested in being a part of this really great thing, just stop by the Art Center September 23rd between 5 and 7, and we can help you out with it.
All right.
I should add to that the other a way that you can be a part of that, growing that fund, is we have a Cornerstone program. And we have about 10 members of that program right now that give $1,000 a year into that fund. So that's another approach that, you know, you can take in adding to that fund.
Mm-hmm. All right. A way to grow the Community Foundation, a way to help so many different people. I know we had Jerry Parks on last month. Jerry was talking about some of the gifts that have been given out to various individuals. How often do you hand out gifts?
Well, the grant program is a yearly program. And we just June that they came out for this year, and that's just from the Community Impact Fund, and then there's a few other funds that give out grants at that time. But then there's other individual funds that give them out, you know, at other times of the year.
Is there solicitation for grants? Is there letters that are written, asking for,
yes,
for that? Is that,
yes,
how, is that how that, that
we,
fund process begins?
We put
begins?
Something out in the partnership Friday Fax,
our website,
and in the newsletter through the website and so forth. We try to, you know, get the word out, you know.
All right. 100 Like Minds, all getting together September 23rd. 5 o'clock, is that
five
right?
5 to 7, and if anyone out there is interested in this and just wants more information, they are certainly welcome to get a hold of me. You can call the Art Center and ask for Tammy, and I'd be happy to help you out with it.
Community Foundation, obviously great funds for a great cause. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.